This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, May 17th. God's word to you today is requirement. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 16, verse 11, and it says, "The Lord demands fairness in every business deal." Keep today's scripture reference in mind as I share something I read a while back in a marketing book with you. I'm sharing this with you also to show you how the world has deviated so far from God. There is no point sharing the name of the book, but the third chapter states thus: "The magic word that can make you rich is verisimilitude, having the appearance of truth." Not truth, but the appearance of truth. The power pulsating within this magic word is this: verisimilitude isn't truth, it's the appearance of truth. We have learned as we replace original idealism with cynicism that the whole truth not only doesn't set us free, it isn't a particularly shrewd way to sell. But the appearance of truth is. That's the kingdom of heaven. Instead of being strapped to a cold metal table of facts, we have soft cushions of quasi-facts on which we can lean. The cornerstone of successful direct response copy isn't truth, but having to read or regard what you write as truth. The difference between cheating and lying. When a copywriter hits his keys in desperation, he can start to lie. That's inexcusable. Cheating, though, might be despicable, or it might be a wonderful way to sell a product or raise money without damaging anyone. The gulf separating lying from cheating is as simple as this direct marketing rule. A liar is a scoundrel without redemptive qualities and should be disavowed by everyone in the business. A cheat, however, is a salesman who may be a scoundrel, may be misinformed, or may be simply trying to win favor with the readers. Conclusion: scoundrelity isn't absolute in cheating, as it is in lying. My thoughts were: big fat lie. Whatever happened to ethics? Are people throwing ethics out the window? Take note that the Lord demands fairness in every business deal. God demands that you be fair as an employer, be fair to your employees. As an entrepreneur, be fair to your customers. Why? The Lord demands fairness. Let us pray. Father, thank you for showing me your ways. Let it guide me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.